Righto, 2015, not too far away from the season opener, and we've got the coach from the Gold Coast Suns, Rocket Ead, on the program. G'day, Rocket.
Marco, how are you, mate?
Mate, I'm very well, very, very well. Hey, before we get into the Gold Coast season and what's happening, how about some of the lessons learned for all players about what happened up there at Freo, across at Freo with Ryan Crowley?
Yeah, I suppose you should take some lessons out of Ahmed Saad and that young VFL player as well. I mean, that there's no wriggle room. There's a lot of education that goes on from the AFL and clubs as well, that you got to stress to players, which all clubs do, I'm sure, that you can't take anything unless it's cleared by the doctor. So it's a very strange situation, to be honest, that he didn't go through the doctor.
Rocket, I reckon you wouldn't be surprised, though. I reckon in your time in footy, you've seen and heard of things that have probably never made the papers or seen the light of day that you just shake your head and go, what the hell has just happened there?
Yeah, it is, but we're in a different environment now, Ox, as you know, and the vigilance of the AFL, but also the clubs and the education process and seeing that firsthand, that it is consistently stressed to players constantly, and it's just marvelous sometimes. And Ryan's a 31-year-old, but even young, well, especially young players who don't listen and just think they can buy something off the shelf or they can just go to a chemist and get something and without actually checking, and it's actually mind-blowing because it could wreck their career.
It can. And Rocker, we've spoken about this many times, that it is changing, and when you would have left footy to coaching these young boys today, life is different. Is the biggest threat for footballers, is it the punt? Is it drugs? Is it alcohol? Is it a combination? What you as a coach now, you're back in the system, and you actually haven't left the system, but in your eyes, what is the threat?
I've always thought that drugs, but I think drugs has been here for a while because it's so heavy in society. I think the next biggest threat is the punt, as far as now these betting syndicates and agencies, and I think the AFL have sort of seen that in advance, and obviously taking mobile phones off people going into rooms and all that sort of stuff. So I can see that when you hear the amount of money bet in India and in Asia and billions of dollars, that I think that can be a bit of a threat, because young players are vulnerable to free dinners and a bit of money here, and then all of a sudden they're in the web. So I think that's a real threat, as well as the drugs. But I think there's a lot of education going on with the drugs at the moment. Players would be really crazy if they do that.
Let's move on, Rocket, and talk about the season with the Gold Coast. I know that John Withereth, his comments, I mean, you've been brought to Gold Coast to make the finals. He has said, my expectation and clear aspiration is that we'll be in the finals and that we will go deep into the finals. He said that.
I can't bring this up, Rocket, can you?
That's what he said.
Putting him under pressure.
That's what he said. What happens, Rocket, when you hear that sort of stuff?
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I think I've said this a few times that I've been interviewed about it, that I would have thought that at least 14 of the 18 teams would be aspirations or expectations are going to be play finals footy. I think you've got to aim high, and certainly our aim is to play finals footy, but that's the long-term one, so we've got to worry about the short-term and the day-by-day and getting everything right. But now there's 8 teams that made the finals last year, and they're not going to let a spot go, and there's at least 6 teams outside the 8 who would have thought that they could make it. So it's a pretty tough environment, but certainly going to aim for that, and that's what we're aiming for.
Rocket, are the Gold Coast Suns what you thought they were, looking from Collingwood sunglasses, or you know, even as a commentator sunglasses?
No, I think you always with your perception of any club, once you go inside, the things are always, even if it's minor, things can be a little bit different. I think I think as a club, it surprised me in a positive way about how they've set the club up and their culture within the club, and being a community-based club and things like that. And only been going for 5 or 6 years, I think they've done a fantastic job in that aspect. From a football aspect, I think probably a group that is so young, I think they've only got 6 over above 25 years of age, just their education process is going to be pretty steep. Now, they've obviously probably just played a bit on talent, so they've got a lot to learn, and that probably surprised me to a degree. So, there's a fair bit of upside, but there's a fair bit of work ahead.
We read today, Rocket, Gary Ablett might not be right for round 1. How's he travelling with the injury, and when do you think we're going to see him?
We were hopeful that he'd play this week. The medical staff, along with Gary, just feel he probably hasn't done enough contact work at this stage. It's really strong. He's done all the training, except the competitive aspect. But he's done joining competitive handball games the last week or so, and he's done a little bit of tackling. He just feels that the medical staff just feel he just needs a bit more strength in a couple of range of movements, and also be able to do those movements under sort of match conditions, I suppose, or training conditions. So now we've still got 2.5 weeks, so we're reasonably hopeful that he'll be able to play round one.
Rocket, I can't remember who made this comment, and might have even been you, but the club was saying that you need to learn to win without Gary and learn to play without Gary, because he's not going to be there forever. You know, the playing group has to stand up by itself. Is that in the back of the mind, or is that something that you think about regularly, or is it something that will develop as, you know, as time goes on and Gary doesn't play, you know, each and every week?
Oh yeah, I think it's something that will develop. I don't think it's forefront of the mind, and we haven't spoken about that internally, but it's just a common sense statement, really. And I actually said that. I think that now we have been a young group. We're now still a young group, and that Gary, obviously, when he's not playing, the results show that there's a bit of reliance on him. But I think we've just got to develop, and you know, there's a lot of talented players there. But if we can learn the right way and train hard enough, I've got no doubt that that we won't rely on Gary. Having said that, he's an exceptional player. So even at 33, 34, he's going to have a really strong influence on the result at times because of his ability. But I think, as you said, if he's not playing at any particular stage, the other players have got to have confidence and belief that they can win games.
Heaps of talent, Rocket. Everyone knows that you've got abundance of talent there. Have you got holes? Are there areas that you would like to bolster up?
Oh, I think every club's going to do that. I mean, even Hawthorn, now they've gone out and recruited players from other teams, Brawley and this one, and they've won the last two premierships. So every team's going to look to bolster up. So, yeah, we've got, obviously, experience is one. Now, we've got strength, we've got good youth, but experience, I think getting Macheski helps that, help our education process, helps with voice, helps with leadership. So, obviously, leadership is an area. There's probably only him and Gary and probably a couple of others that are in that age bracket. So, but as far as the team goes, we've got a good lot of tools, but probably only got two down back. So you'd like another one, really midfield, but we've got a couple of good tall forwards. We both won't play round one. So I think in all areas, once you get some injuries, can expose you in certain ways.
When you watch the Gold Coast, Rocket, the outside dash impresses everybody. Tell us about the game plan for this season. What can we expect?
Well, I think it's proven that all good teams, you know, it has to be built on defence. But the defence really has worked that well with all clubs. It's obviously difficult to score. So I think Hawthorn got that good balance. They defend really well, but they can score. So it'll be based on defence, but you've got to try and score quickly. And it's interesting hearing about teams train over the pre-season and be able to give our people going to watch them train is that with the ball movement getting quicker with teams, and now they are trying to score. So there'll be a bit of that. I'd like to play to players' strengths and build a game plan around what you've got rather than what you haven't got. So I'm just starting to get to know the players a bit more and how they play, and but it'll be more about defending well, and then we take the game on.
Rocket, we heard the Gold Coast song sung at the start of the interview. Do you know it?
I was wondering whether you'd ask me that. Whether you'd ask me to sing it.
No, seriousness, do you learn it, or does the coach not have to know it?
Words are on the wall.
Oh, very good, Mark. I was just about to say the thing. I read them on the wall every day, and I haven't gone down to memorise it at this stage. But hopefully over the next week or so, I'll start to get to that phase. It's not number one on my priority list.
Well, maybe you and Nick Malcheski and Mitch Hallahan, the new recruits, could just, you know, do the Gold Coast Suns song 101 or something, all three together.
Yeah, that's right. So perhaps the players might get us up in front of them.
Tell us about those two, Rocket, Malcheski and Hallahan. What have they brought to the club?
Mitch is obviously trying to cement a spot in AFL footy. Obviously been in a strong club and with strong midfield, very difficult to get a game, but played extremely well at VFL level. He first arrived with a for an ankle operation. But he's worked extremely hard. His work ethic is fantastic. His knowledge of the game is very sound. He's a very smart player. But he'll just bring another dynamic to the midfield where he's really an in-and-under type player. Wins a hard ball, very good with his hands. So I think it just sort of complements the other players we've got in there. And he's been very professional the way he goes about it, as has Nick. Nick's leadership and his voice has been terrific for a young group. So apart from his talent, he's brought these other layers, which has been a real plus for us.
Now, Rocket, this is not a loaded question. Playing Melbourne, and I'm serious about this, playing Melbourne in round one, is that a good opening round or not?
Not the way they're going pretty well, aren't they? They've I think
sneaky.
They've really they've recruited well, and apparently they've trained extremely well over the summer, and the ball movement's getting a lot quicker, so it's going to be a tough game playing away, and depending on our lineup, obviously we'll have four or five out anyway, but it's not that easy, mate. So I don't think any game's going to be easy. I think it was Brad Scott saying about how it's really become an 18-team competition now, and it'll probably be the most even season we've had.
And the travelling for your club, you're pretty much interstate every second week. Do you look at that as a big component of your preparation? In that, are you changing much up from what they've been experienced over the last few years?
Not so much because of the travel. We've changed. I didn't really find out about what their training schedule was like. I just came up with ideas what I believe in, and I said, oh, that's different, that's different. So the actual training regime week to week is, now the model's changed, what we'll do. We're fortunate in some ways. We've got 19 of our 22 games on Saturday. So our schedule can be pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. Always having been at Melbourne clubs, and you have six and then eight and then nine and back to 6 day breaks can really mess with your consistency of preparation. So that's a real plus for us. So I think the travel factor within that is I think we'll be able to get around okay.
Hey, Rocket, I got the short straw here. A bit of focus on your club last month in regards to Carmichael Hunt. Your confidence all done and dusted?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to be honest, I think unfortunately for Carmichael that I suppose totally proven, but really none of our players were involved in that, and it was obviously a post-season, so it's unfortunate for Carmichael. He obviously made a silly mistake, but by association we're dragged into it, and then there was probably one very tenuous article was written in the Herald Sun, which probably had nothing to do with it either, so probably blew it up a bit bigger than it was. But we were, I suppose all clubs at any sport, and I'm talking female, male, elite, country, junior, you just cannot be 100% sure that all your players are squeaky clean and are Mother Teresa's, because it's just the way society is. So, I mean, as a club, we continue our education. There's no facts presented to us, so we're comfortable with that, but by the same token, we've still got to be vigilant going forward.
And that's expecting the unexpected, because as you said, Rocket, we've got so many different characters to make up a footy club. There are different people involved.
Yeah, that's right, and that's in all sports too, David.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Just see, at all levels. So, and now you've got 45 players, say, and eight. You could just put AFL alone. I mean, they're all different personalities, different ego, different insecurities. There's different psychological issues, family issues. There's a whole range of things that can impact on that. So. And the clubs are getting very good at the welfare side of it, as the AFL have put a lot of money into, as the AFLPA as well. So you just hope that there's any issues with players that they can talk about it and we can assist them.
Rocket, we'd love to see the Gold Coast go deep into the finals. I reckon you can. Good on you, mate. Good luck in 2015.
Yeah, well done, Rocket.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Rocket Ead, the Gold Coast coach.